Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you. For the past few weeks, we've been talking about the fact that we are in the midst of a powerful acceleration of light on this planet. In order to help us assimilate this influx of light, the most effective thing that we can do is to lift the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. So today we're going to continue the work that we've been doing with some activities of light that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven that will help us do just that. We will also serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity by working with their I Am presence and asking that this light flow through them in alignment with their highest good and their divine plans. Their I Am presence always knows exactly how to intervene for the highest good of all concerned, so that this will happen more easily for people all over the world. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing from the heart of God through your I Am presence into your heart flame. And as it is assimilated into your heart flame, see it flowing through you into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, awakening the divinity within them in alignment with their highest good and their I Am presence. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you, because we are one, and all life is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. There is no separation. So the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but sometimes extremely challenging times. So remember, as we go through this special hour today, that the past is over and the future doesn't exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The words that keep reverberating forth from the heart of the beings of light in the realms of truth is that the time is now. For eons of time, prophets, seers, religions, and holy books have foretold of a coming age when heaven would manifest on earth. The prophecies revealed that during that auspicious moment, humanity would awaken from our long exile in darkness, and we would begin to remember who we are and why we are here. We would then learn how to develop the latent powers within us, and we would discover that we are not just the fragmented, fear-based human egos that we have erroneously accepted as who we are, but we will know that instead we are beloved sons and daughters of God. And we will comprehend the divine and profound truth that we are one with our Father, Mother, God, and that all that our godparents have is ours. We were told by the ancient prophets that this new age would be an age when our physical transformation would occur at an atomic, cellular level, and that our four earthly bodies, our physical body, our etheric body, our mental body, and our emotional body would be transfigured into expressions of vibrant health, eternal youth, and infinite physical perfection. We've probably all contemplated this lofty vision at one time or another, but I don't think that we ever really imagined that it would occur in our lifetime. As long as we thought of this physical transformation taking place in some distant time and place, it seemed like a remote possibility. But for us to imagine that this could occur right here and right now has often been beyond our comprehension. But guess what? This is the time. This is the moment for which we have all been waiting. We've heard the Hopi expression, "We are the ones we have been waiting for." This is a dawning of a new age, long foretold by the ancients, when heaven will manifest on earth. The age when humanity will be transfigured into the infinite perfection of the higher fifth dimensional frequencies of what are referred to as our solar light bodies. The day of domination, control, and manipulation by our fear-based human egos has passed. Through miracles that have taken place over the past few decades, a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness for every evolving soul on Earth has now reached the threshold of the fifth dimensional realms on the spiral of evolution. These are the realms of God's infinite light. This is a natural part of our evolutionary process, the next step in our school of learning. Our I Am presence is our true God self, and this facet of our divinity is now directing us from a new and profound way. Our I Am presence has direct access because of the shifts of vibration that have taken place over the past few decades. Direct access to our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in ways that we haven't experienced since prior to our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. Every man, woman, and child's I Am presence is now standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to take full dominion of that soul's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. This is a moment that we have been preparing for since we fell from grace eons ago. The heavens are rejoicing, and the elation pouring forth from the company of heaven is absolutely boundless. Now we each have the responsibility of listening to that intervention from our I Am presence, to see how we can assist with the tangible process of our physical transformation. In order to attain our victory in the light, we need only to lift up in consciousness and to step through the open door into the fifth dimensional realms of freedom and God's infinite perfection. This is being heralded as the dawning age of enlightenment and wisdom, the age of spiritual freedom. This is the time when our humanly created, self-inflicted separation from God and each other will be permanently healed, and the truth of our own divinity will begin to resonate within us through the divine intelligence of our inner knowing. And we will remember that we are not a fragmented human ego, but rather we are a beloved and empowered son or daughter of God. Awakening is taking place now within every person's heart flame, and change is being experienced by every single person on this planet, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. Physical transformation is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The power of God is penetrating into every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. This process of transformation has been a dormant seed in our consciousness, but now, because of the increased influx of light, that is occurring through the awakening of humanity and through the fact that there are billions of souls on this planet every single day invoking the light of God or the light from a higher power into their life situations. This dormant seed within us is now being activated by this tremendous influx of God's light. The seed of transformation within every single person is growing and expanding, filling our entire beings with light and lifting us up to touch the fifth dimensional realms of illumined truth. This is empowering us to integrate the infinite perfection of our fifth dimensional physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. It is creating the sacred space for humanity to become the perfection of our I Am presence in the world of form, right here and right now. As this shift takes place within our bodies at a cellular level, we are being lifted up in consciousness, and we are beginning to remember the oneness of all life. As the seed of awareness grows in our consciousness, it blazes like the sun, radiating forth rays of light that then flow from our heart flames into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, connecting every person on the planet through this grid of divine love. This activity of light has created a powerful force field around the earth, a fifth dimensional crystal grid system of divine love. The collective radiance of this grid of divine love is the most powerful force on the planet. It has formed a bridge of light that spans the abyss from the lowest frequencies of vibration on earth into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. This is truly a bridge to freedom over which the earth and all her life are now ascending onto the next spiral of evolution, which vibrates in the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. The light of our Father, Mother, God is being balanced within every heart flame. The balance of divine will, power, and authority from our Father, God, and the divine love, adoration, and reverence for life from our Mother, God are now pulsating through all levels of our consciousness. The company of heaven is assisting the I Am presence within each one of us to awaken the inner knowing and the remembrance of our oneness with all life throughout the whole of creation. Our strength truly lies in this greater knowing and in the unification of our hearts and minds with the billions of life streams joining us on the return journey back to the heart of God. Much of the chaos that humanity is experiencing at this time is because we perceive ourselves to be an intelligence that is separate from God. Some of us have even gone so far as to believe that all we are is our physical body. We have come to this conclusion because we look at the outer world and judge what we see to be real. The beings of light have reiterated to us time and time again is that in truth we are multidimensional beings of light. And actually this physical plane, the one that we perceive to be the only reality, is just one of the many dimensions that we abide in. Our material senses, sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste are limited and report only what they experience in this physical plane. The beings of light have said that actually the dense physical plane that we think is so real is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. And it is actually the very last dimension to reflect the many changes that are taking place through our earthly bodies, through our consciousness, and through the realms of cause. Sometimes the physical plane has been called by the beings of light the world of illusion because it is so distorted. The denser this veil of illusion became as a result of our fall from grace, the more distorted our perception was, and the more we began to cling to the material plane to give us some kind of a semblance of security. Prior to our imagined separation from God, we were very aware of the law of the circle, or what is sometimes referred to as the law of attraction. We knew that we are co-creators of this physical dimension. We understood that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are continually being projected onto physical matter, thus manifesting in physical form. We realized that the law of the circle is a creative force from the universal source of all life that flows through every human being constantly. Even though we lost awareness of this universal law, it in no way changed the reality of the fact that we are still subject to this law's existence. Through the law of the circle, or the law of attraction, our gift of life flows through us, and it picks up the particular vibrations within our consciousness. Our consciousness is the accumulation of all of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. As the creative force of the law of the circle, our gift of life, passes through us and picks up the vibrations of our consciousness, the synthesis of all energy vibrating there is then projected onto physical matter. This means that everything manifesting in our lives is reflecting the result of our beliefs, our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. This is true whether we're referring to our financial situation, our health, our relationships, our careers, our happiness, our success, or our peace of mind. As long as humanity holds within our consciousness the illusion that we are separate from God, we're going to experience this gross distortion of matter in the physical plane, which is a result of our human miscreations and our distorted thinking and feeling. Only when we realize that we are one with God and that we are one with all life will we ascend out of this world of illusion and reflect the patterns of perfection within the causal body of God onto the physical plane, thus manifesting heaven on earth. When we realize that every thought, word, action, and feeling affects every single thing on the planet, either adding to the light of the world or the shadows of the world, we will be motivated to change our behavior pattern. We will realize there is no such thing as us and them. We are one. And instead of creating this polarization, this separation, this duality, we will work toward lifting all life into a higher frequency of harmony and balance through the oneness and love of our Father, Mother, God. Since our fall from grace, humanity has given power to physical matter. We have given our physical bodies power to either elevate us up or to drop us down. We've given our body power to incapacitate us through sickness, poverty, unhappiness, depression, aging, and on ad infinitum. We have allowed the distorted manifestation of physical matter to become our reality, when in truth it is an illusion that has been created through the misuse and distortion of humanity's beliefs, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It is time for us to realize the profound truth that our bodies and physical matter are not intelligent life forms that are separate from God, but rather they are a mass of atomic energy controlled by our consciousness. Never does matter control consciousness. Our bodies and our physical environments are merely reflections of our consciousness. That is why matter cannot be changed by sheer human willpower, any more than a reflection in the mirror can be changed if we don't change the object that's causing the reflection in the first place. Presently, our world is a reflection of our consciousness. And we have erroneously set about trying to change outer world situations instead of changing our consciousness, which is causing the outer world situations. This is a futile effort and can only be corrected by raising our consciousness and remembering that we are one with God and that we are one with all life. When we actually accept that the divinity within us, our I Am presence, is who we are, and it is not some separate self, our environment and our world will reflect an entirely new picture. Once we become one and accept the oneness with our I Am presence, instead of disease, we will be co-creating health. Instead of poverty, we will be co-creating abundance. Instead of war, we will be co-creating peace. Instead of hatred and prejudice and intolerance, we will be co-creating love, acceptance, and reverence for all life evolving on this sweet earth. For many, this process is beyond the reasoning of the outer mind. But the I Am presence is beginning to reveal it as an inner knowing. So even if we don't accept or understand or comprehend the complexity of what it means to be one with God and one with every other particle of life throughout the whole of creation, our I Am presence knows, and it's revealing it to us as an inner knowing so that that feels safe within our heart and we can trust and know the truth of that, and begin responding as though we are one with all life, even without the intellectual reasoning. As we release the illusion of our separation from God and become one with our I Am presence, our power is withdrawn from the matter and the outer world circumstances of our lives. The matter, the things that are manifesting in our lives, then, are seen as a mass of electrons waiting to take on our consciousness and to reflect a new reality, the perfection of God. When we recognize that our I Am presence is the master of our bodies and our environments, we experience freedom from the limitation of poverty, disease, aging, war, and all of the maladies that we have created through the fragmented consciousness of our lower human ego's belief in separation. The light of God will then transmute all of our distorted beliefs, and the illusion of separation that has bound us to negativity, aging, disease, war, decay, and all of the other maladies manifesting on earth will be released from us as well. It is time for us to begin transforming our consciousness by recognizing and accepting our true reality and our oneness with all life. We must go within to the divinity of our heart, where our I Am presence abides, and reestablish a new and profound loving relationship with our I Am presence. And also with the I Am presence pulsating in every other person's heart flame. the I Am Presence is the part of humanity that is created in God's image. It is the facet of our beings that we can truly love and honor. When we begin to recognize that every human being is a son or daughter of God, regardless of how far their outer world behavior patterns may be from reflecting that divine truth, we begin to glimpse humanity's true potential. Then we realize that the will of our Father God and the love of our Mother God are within each of us right here and right now. This infinite light of God is all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, and all-powerful. The viable solutions to the maladies manifesting in our lives are contained within the infinite light of God and the divine intelligence of this all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, all-powerful frequency of our I Am Presence, which abides within our heart flames. So today, we need to expand our ability to reflect this I Am Presence through the atomic cellular structures of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is going to allow us to assimilate more and more of this incredible influx of light that is taking place on the planet at this time. Together, we are going to activate the core of purity in every electron of our earthly bodies and to serve as surrogates to accomplish this facet of the divine plan on behalf of the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child as well. The aging, disease, degeneration, and mortification of the flesh that we experience in our physical bodies at this time is completely a result of our fall from grace. It is a human miscreation and has nothing whatsoever to do with the divine will of our Father, Mother, God. These painful conditions were never part of God's original divine plan for the children of earth. In the beginning, the plan was that we would evolve through our earthly experiences, using our creative faculties of thought and feeling to become masters of energy, vibration, and consciousness, thus learning to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. The initial plan was that we would evolve in vehicles of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite perfection, so that we could learn the lessons of co-creation without having to be distracted from the maladies manifesting in our earthly bodies and by having to struggle to keep our earthly bodies alive through struggling for food and shelter and clothing and all of the things that we need now and work so hard for just to sustain our physical bodies. When we began experimenting with our thoughts and feelings in ways that were contrary to God's will, the discordant frequencies of vibration we were miscreating began to reflect on our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as well as on the environment of Earth. This situation gradually resulted in breaking down the perfect patterns that were imprinted in our RNA and DNA messenger codes. These codes from the RNA-DNA molecules, which are the building blocks of all manifest form, were initially programmed to manifest the infinite perfection of our earthly bodies. The bombardment from our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings started causing weakened, distorted cellular structures to form, which eventually manifested as aging, disease, deformity, decay, and death within our physical bodies, that we now, tragically, accept as a perfectly normal part of our life experience. The time has come for humanity to reverse the adverse effects of our fall. It is time for us to transform our earthly bodies into the perfection of our solar light bodies. In order to accelerate this transformational process, we need to reactivate the core of purity that pulsates within every electron of precious life energy. We are also being given a unique opportunity to utilize amazing gifts from our Father, Mother, God that are being greatly amplified during this phenomenal moment in Earth's ascension process. Purity is at the heart of all creation, and it is extremely important and an important quality that we must learn to utilize in our physical transformation process. As we understand more about the divine quality of God's purity, we will realize how important it is for us to use this gift continually in our life experiences. For instance, purity, the frequency of this divine aspect from our Father, Mother, God, is a living, breathing pulsation within the core of every electron of energy evolving on Earth. Every particle of life is comprised of electrons rotating around the central core of the atom. The atom is a miniature universe in itself, and it is the building block of all physical manifestation, including our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The frequency of purity at the core of every electron vibrates so rapidly that no discord can enter into it or contaminate its radiance. If we could stop one electron of energy as it passes through the universe and observe it, we would see that within the electron is contained the complete nature of God, all of God's power, all of God's majesty, all of God's divinity. Every single electron contains within the central core of purity the totality of God's perfection. This is our gift of life. This is what pours forth from the heart of God to manifest form in the outer world. Each electron is an intelligent life force, and as it is projected forth from the heart of God, it joyously and anxiously awaits the opportunity to serve life and to expand the borders of our Father, Mother, God's kingdom. Each second, trillions and trillions of tiny electrons flow from the heart of the universal cause of all life, the core of creation within the heart of our Father, Mother, God, through our I Am presence, into the immortal, victorious threefold flame that pulsates as the divinity within our hearts. This is where our I Am presence resonates. We then send the electrons into the world, qualified with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. So these electrons, the electrons themselves, cannot be contaminated with our destructive behavior. The frequency of purity at the core vibrates too intensely for that. But the misqualification occurs when we cloak the electrons in a vibration that is less than harmonious. This is like placing a black frequency of distorted energy around that core of purity. Limitation, illness, depression, and various forms of darkness are the result of our placing a cloak of shadow around the electrons of our gift of life when we send them forth through our negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and behavior patterns. Once we truly understand this process, we begin to realize that regardless of how bad our life situation seems, or regardless of how bad our physical condition is. Purity and God's perfection are still alive in the core of purity of every electron that is manifesting as those negative conditions in our lives. And this pure God light is waiting, even now, this very moment, to be released from its cloak of darkness so that it can manifest the perfection of God's original divine plan for us, its full divine potential. Remember, every electron is an intelligent form of life that will respond to the command of the threefold flame of divinity pulsating in our hearts. Everything existing in our lives is comprised of electrons, whether we're talking about a person, a place, a condition, or a thing. The electrons that make up our life experiences are reflecting our consciousness. These tiny beings of light came forth from the heart of God and answered the call to obey the magnetic pull of the threefold flame of divinity within humanity's hearts. Once the electrons entered our heart flame as our gift of life, we had the free will to qualify them with whatever our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings were at the time. Since these tiny beings must obey the divinity in our heart flames, we have the ability to speak directly to them and to command through the power of God, I am, the continuous and permanent expansion of the flame of purity pulsating at the very core of their beings. We would be wise to utilize this activity of light. When we expand that flame of purity, it literally will burst the bonds of the cloak of darkness that is blocking the light from the electronic substance in our life. And we can cast that cloak of darkness into the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue frequency of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, reverence for life, and adoration. When these two frequencies merge into a perfectly balanced expression of sacred fire, they create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And there is not another frequency of light in the outer world that more quickly transmutes the cloak of darkness and humanity's misqualified thoughts, words, actions, and feelings back into light. So when we expand the core of purity in every electron by invoking that light and commanding it into action through the threefold flame in our hearts, through our I Am presence, it will burst the bonds of the cloak of darkness and cast it into the violet flame, so that those frequencies of discord from our past will be raised in energy, vibration, and consciousness, transmuted back into their original perfection. So let's join together now, and we would be wise to utilize this type of an invocation daily in whatever words we want to use to empower these powerful tools. These have been given to us. This invocation that we're going to be using now has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. And these tools will lead us through some very powerful and dynamic decrees involving these precious electrons. So let's join together now. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. See the threefold flame in your heart, the magnificent blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, the magnificent pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life, and the sunshine yellow flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom, illumination, and enlightenment, which is often referred to as the higher self, the divine self, or Christ consciousness. See this threefold flame expanding and expanding through your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, enveloping every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Now see the luminous presence of your I Am presence, this magnificent scintillating being of light, radiating, standing, as your I Am presence grown to full stature within this threefold flame. And we invoke the mighty I Am presence and the immortal victorious threefold flame of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment, to participate in this activity of light. And we invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of light throughout infinity, back to the heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Now, with the whole of creation standing in readiness to assist humanity in this activity of light, we decree as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one consciousness of pure divine love. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, and through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of every soul evolving on earth. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I Am, I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I Am, I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Burst the bonds of these shadows cloaking the electrons within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of every man, woman, and child. And also remove the shadows cloaking the remaining electrons existing in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth and all life evolving upon her. O sacred flame of purity, cast any shadows into the violet flame, the infinite perfection of our Father, Mother, God, and transmute every rate of vibration which is discordant or inharmonious. Transmute every rate of vibration that is causing any form of limitation or lack in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, within my mind's eye, I witness all the cloaks of darkness now being cast into the violet flame. All of the shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are instantly being transmuted into radiant light. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron on earth until anything that is causing limitation in my life or limitation for any particle of life on the planet is being transmuted into perfection. as the power of God I am. I accept that this purification is being accomplished right here and right now, even as I make this invocation. Through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on earth, I accept that this purification is being victoriously accomplished now. I accept that this purification is being victoriously accomplished now. I accept that this purification is being victoriously accomplished now. I accept that the sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron with every breath I take. I accept that this sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron from this moment forth with every breath I take. I accept that this sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron from this moment forth with every breath I take. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. And I am holding this sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved I Am. Now, in unison with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, as one collective voice from the heart of humanity, we invoke a cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God, on behalf of every precious electron of life energy that is being given to humanity as our gift of life at this time. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I Am, we make this call to our Father, Mother, God. Our Father God, the celestial giver of all life, and our Mother God, the beloved Holy Spirit, the essence of divine love. We invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly cloaked in darkness by the sons and daughters of God. We invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein the electrons will be invulnerably charged with perfection's flame in action, so that as they pass through humanity's earthly bodies, which are the open doors to their expression in the physical world, the electronic light substance will remain within a powerful and invincible armor of divine love, so that they can emit perfection, but allow none of the discord of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, or emotional vehicles to cloak them in darkness, thus changing the vibratory action, color, or sound of their comforting presence. We now contemplate for a moment what this decree will mean, and we begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity is for the presence and precious electrons serving all life now in the physical world. We begin to realize, as never before, that we have come to Earth for this purpose. We have come to Earth to love life free. And through our concentrated efforts, so we shall. And so it is, beloved I Am. Now we begin to invoke the full divine momentum of the ascension flame to raise these purified electrons into a frequency of light that will transcend the discord and the maladies of the denser physical plane of Earth. so that these electrons that have now been purified will pulsate with the perfection of the fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite light, manifesting the solar light radiance of our solar light bodies. Again, as one collective force, we invoke the ascension flame. I now invoke the infinite power of the ascension flame. Beloved victorious presence of God, I am within me and in all humanity. Beloved legions of light associated with the crystalline white ascension flame. Seal, seal, seal every electron of precious life energy that has been purified this sacred and holy day. Seal our dear earth, her atmosphere, and all of her governments, and all of her people in oceans of this mighty ascension flame. Let this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God penetrate and saturate every electron of precious life energy, maintaining the purification, lifting, and raising all life on earth out of every discordant frequency into all that is divine. Sustain this heavenly vibration forever. Let the ascension flame be known and loved by all belonging to or serving the earth evolution. Let every person experience the miraculous gift of the ascension flame as each one ascends with this blessed planet and all her life up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection and permanent light. Through the power of the ascension flame, when our work on earth is finished, let all life ascend into the heart of our Father, Mother, God, from whence we came, forever to remain in the eternal victory of God's divine plan fulfilled for this earth and all her life. I am a director of the ascension flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash its power of love on earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the ascension flame. In oneness of consciousness, with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the ascension flame, now permanently established on earth. I am the bridge over which it flows. I am its final effects of divinity, now being established on earth. I am the divine plan, now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action. I am, I am, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. And I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is a critical time on earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. Precious hearts, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth available to everyone who is interested, We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America. We freely share the information on a global scale through our free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for by going to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I want to thank you for joining with us and for your willingness to add to the light of the world. Please join us again next week as we expand our chalice of light. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.